This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Does that mean? Cavs up.
Yeah.
Two games to none on Orlando. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 11. Jeff is going to give us his what needs to get fixed for the Cavaliers.
I don't know if it needs to get fixed. I have concerns, Andy.
All right, Jeff, we will talk. You will air your grievances here in a moment.
Yes.
Let's take a couple quick phone calls. I don't know why I'm doing this. Oh, I know why I'm doing this. Bostonian, what's up, Ty Domi? What's going on, man? How are you? Is that you? Bostonian! Oh, this is the greatest phone call ever. Bostonian, if you're an idiot, say nothing.
He went to the tea party.
Bostonian, what was the score of the Bruins-Leafs game last night?
That's enough.
3-2 Leafs? Oh!
Put him back on hold. Oh, you hung
him up. I'm not putting him on hold.
He was there.
That was the greatest Bostonian call ever.
He was doing chores for his wife.
Rhino, Ryan's Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, Rhino. How are you?
Hey, Hody, Medican, Jeff, Andy. Good Tuesday morning to you, man. I was looking forward to the Bostonian.
I haven't heard him too.
In a minute. Oh, man.
That was probably some of the most intelligent stuff he's ever said on our air.
He was the nicest I've ever heard him, actually, for the first time. Optimism off the yin-yang. But I digress on that. It's all about the Cavs. I tell you, man, just a little bit of oomph, obviously, in this, a pep in the step after, obviously, the crowd got more indicted with the uniqueness of, you know, just having Miles Garrett involved somehow, some way, just allowing us to just feel good about not being considered the early 90s Cavs. And again, Jeff and Andy kind of mentioned just toughness mentality. Again, we're playing a really gritty team, obviously, that's all defensive-minded. And this is just that old-school mentality. It feels like the Pacers, Knicks back in the early 90s, and just that just rebound and get the job done mentality. But again, I just want to move on to the next round and beat these guys without any unique scenario occurring, overzealous mentality. We have to play in their arena, obviously, and they will have a ruckus crowd. And again, I've been in that arena before, and it's pro Cavs. The last one was there, so it might be again. Same time, with that being said, I really just don't want any injuries. Again, these guys are all playing their hardest and being basketball at its best. All of the series are looking good. But again, the Cavs, man, just, again, what do we have? I don't know. I want that team from December and January back, winning by 18 points a game with just team effort dominance. Do we have that back? Is the momentum getting there? The rhythm? I'm hopeful. Not sure. But again, we got the job done yesterday. It was just a good win, as always. But hey, guys, great show as always. Thanks for making my call.
Rhino, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, give me your things that need to be improved. Air your grievances, Jeff.
All right. In watching the first two games, the Cavs have looked terrific, right? Okay. We know that. They're up 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Look a little deeper, and there might be some things. You signed Max Strus and George Niang to improve your outside shooting, especially for the playoffs. Short sample size, through two playoff games, they have combined to shoot 3 of 21 on three-pointers. Max Strus is 2 of 10. George Niang is 1 of 11. That's not good. And you brought them in to hit threes. As a team, the Cavs are at 29% on threes. Not good. You're playing Orlando. You've taken care of them in the first two games. It hasn't been an issue, but it could be down the road. 3 of 21 for the two guys you brought in to hit threes. This one is a big concern for me. You've allowed the Magic to hang around in both games. And you've had big leads, and they've cut into them late. And they've cut into them with an offense that's not very good so far. That, to me, is a concern. I don't like that at all. And you have to figure the Magic's going to warm up, Andy. They're shooting 34% for the series. That's terrible.
I don't know. Young guys, first playoff.
I know. They're going to warm up a little bit. So if they warm up a little bit and they've already been coming back in games after you've had them down, that's a bad combination. I still think the Cavs win in six, maybe even five. But that's a bad combination. But it makes me want to look ahead. You're not going to like this. If the Cavs play the way they've played against the Magic in the first two games, against whoever they play in the second round, most likely Boston, they're not going to last long. They're going to have to shoot better, and they've been letting teams hang around, and the Magic hang around. And the Cavs have to be better than that, or this is not going to be a long playoff run. Not that it is anyway, you never know, but those two things to me just scream, man, you better fix that, and you better fix that fast. Because at this point, you're up 2-0. Bury Orlando and be better than that against the next opponent, probably the Celtics.
All right, when you say bury Orlando, right, in the next two games, what are you looking for?
I just hate the idea that you let teams come back. I mean, I didn't think there was enough time for the Magic to come back, but they cut a 20-point lead down to 9.
Yeah, wasn't there a fluky 4-point play in there too?
And, but I understand it's
part of the game. I get it.
It's the Cavs, I thought, had a propensity during the season to let teams hang. And I thought it cost them a few times. You can't let really good teams hang because they will come back and beat you.
No, that's true. They won't be able to do that against Boston, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
What that series is 1-0. They played night. They've got to be back on the floor here pretty soon, don't they? Yeah. So they won that first game 114-94, but I thought I just Miami never got into that game. They looked like a team that had played two games earlier this week.
That's the penalty for being the play-in team.
Right, and so that's kind of where they fell. I think Miami will be better in the next game against Boston. I don't know if they're better enough to beat them in Boston for game two, but that's just kind of the way I'm looking. All right, I'll give them one more chance. I don't know why. Why do I do these things? Go ahead, Bostonian. What do you got?
Hi, Bostonian.
Don't make me do this again. You'll be banned if you don't say something this time. There you go.
I get tired of listening to you guys bragging about the Cavaliers. You're going to go out to Boston and you're going to get beat.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You can dream all you want.
Yeah.
And the Celtics will take care of Miami. They had the best record in basketball.
That doesn't mean anything now, though, does it? Does it really?
I think it does mean something.
Can you repeat after me? Repeat after me, Bostonian. Austin Matthews. We're going to have a little lesson this morning. Austin Matthews. You know who that is?
No, I'm not repeating
Max,
that.
Man, what happened to your Bruins last night? Go Leafs, go! I actually like the Bruins, but I just hate the Bostonians so much that I will root for the Maple Leafs.
Hi to the missus.
Thank you. The golden tones of Dan Menigan, 88 Fingers Menigan, playing us out there. Chris is in Chicago. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Gents. Wow, I didn't know the Bostonian was still around. That's good stuff. And Austin Matthews rhymes with Boston Matthews. Go Leafs. Hopefully the Bruins go down in flames. That's just my personal opinion.
Love it.
Anyway, that being said, I did want to talk Cavs Magic, and I'm glad the Cavs look like the part this year in the playoffs. Also, just a side note, I'm a little disappointed in AD, LeBron, and Joel Embiid yesterday. Their press conferences were embarrassing. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But the Cavs, toughness, the mental edge, I think they've learned something. And I think if they get past the Magic, which it looks like they will, I don't know. I have a good feeling about the Boston series. And maybe they actually did learn something from last year's playoffs, guys. I mean, I don't know. It takes you know, getting used to that pressure, the whole experience. And that's all I got today.
Thank you, Chris. Always outstanding phone call. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris.
It's very hard not to want to look ahead right now, Jeff, after watching those first two games. I know.
Don't look ahead.
I know.
Though the Cavs have won the first two games, there are some things that they need to clean up to even get out of this series, Andy. Again, remember, let's go LeBron. He's right on this. Playoffs series doesn't start until the road team wins a game.
So what happens if... Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so if the Cavs win the next game, then it's...
Then it's game on.
No, then it could be game over.
Well, yeah, it could be.
And then you're four quarters away from any... Orlando looks young. They can't hit a three to save their lives.
And they keep jacking
JB doesn't... JB doesn't have to circle one player on their roster right now, does he? Not one. He's not saying,
Franz Wagner, we really got to
guard this guy. I don't see it. This is the recipe I think we all saw for success, and they've been able to execute it through two games.
Their defense has been good, and it's come against a team that needed some offensive help anyway. So the Cavs have done a really nice job in these first two games. And I just love the offensive flow and the way that it's – I've preached all year, Andy. If you get Mobley, you get Jarrett involved, and you have Donovan and Darius doing their thing, and Darius, I like the way he's played in this series. He hasn't forced much of anything.
I think the crowds have been great the last two nights too. I don't know, maybe – maybe the lower ticket prices trying to get in on the secondary market helped out the crowds a little bit because the energy, I wasn't in there, but I could just, I can kind of get a feel for what the energy is by watching it on TV. It seemed like it was pretty good. Jeff, I had so many phone calls and texts last night from friends that were so upset that they couldn't watch the game. I mean, just mad. You'd think a playoff game, they'd be able to figure out a way, right? They'd figure out a way that everyone could watch these games. It's a playoff game. And, I was lucky enough to be somewhere where I could watch it last night.
Stay tuned, Andy.
I got pun intended. Jeff, I've got emails and texts. And, if you looked at social media last night.
Would they expect you to help?
Well, I think so. They couldn't figure out why.
I want to watch Baskin Vision.
Well, no, they said why. So you tell me if this is the wrong answer. I said... Well, NBA TV, it doesn't have the local market, and if Bally's pays money to have the rights to these games, they're going to leave these games on Bally's rather than put it on NBA TV. It's about rights holder, isn't it?
Remember when everything went down and I threw out the notion of teams buying stations or maybe just putting their games on free TV?
Yeah.
God, I hope that happens.
Well, I think it made it worse.
I think it could.
The Cavaliers did put games on free TV this year, and you're going to tell me they couldn't put a playoff game on free TV? It's a bad look. If your fans can't get to the game and they want to watch the game and they want to be a part of it, and then you're excluding them because of the way it's set up, I feel bad for everybody on this.
Having worked at Channel 43 when we had Indians and Cavs games, it was just a really cool thing. And it was cool for the station. It was really cool for people who wanted to watch games because you could just turn on the television and watch games. And I think that that's a great recipe for teams moving forward. However.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
There are so many different venues that are competing to televise games now. I don't know if that will ever happen to the extent that I'd love to see it. Like it used to.
Jeff, when you're not on cable, though, and you don't have somebody else providing that stream, you're talking about your revenue probably getting cut to the fourth.
Very true. And it's an issue they all have to figure out.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us next. We're going to talk to her about the draft and the Browns.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.